Welcome to Hammer Down!
Dad!
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Inc. offices. I am your host, Tone Diggs. I am joined by the Nuke Man himself, Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, Tony.
Good day, Tony.
Thank you.
I love what he said. I love what he's good day, Tony. Does he tip his hat when he says that?
Well, he's Canadian nice, Mike. It's in his blood. It's just they come out of the womb.
Nice.
They come out of the womb sweet and sugary, all that maple syrup. You heard his voice joining us on the FaceTime, Mr. Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM. He's had every single role in an NFL franchise. You can listen to him every single day on VSiN, the Lombardi Line, the GM Shuffle Pod, the Daily Coach, and he writes for The Athletic. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Pat is currently on an interview, finishing up an interview with local Pittsburgh radio because Dustin Colquitt got cut today. So, of course, they want to ask Pat if he's coming back to punt. Michael, I want to start with you before we get into last night's game, before Pat gets in here. So there's been a bunch of injury news today. Joe Mixon's out. Austin Hooper's out. It seems like Jarvis Landry has a broken rib. I don't know if he's going to play. Emmanuel Sanders is out because he's going to be on the COVID reserve list. It doesn't seem like Michael Thomas is going to play. It seems like Julio and Calvin Ridley are going to play. Out of all those things, what do you think is the best that affects this weekend the most?
I think if Julio and Calvin don't play, that's a real problem for Atlanta.
They are playing. It came out they are playing.
Oh, they are playing. Okay, I was going to say, I thought if they didn't play, that would be a real problem for Atlanta. I mean, you know, the Michael Thomas and the Emmanuel Sanders thing, that to me, that bothers me. Because I have that line, I have it a lot closer than the 7.
I think you had it
7.5 that it is. I have it as a 2.5 point game. And another guy that I know that does handicap, and he has it as a pick'em game. So you get 7 points, and you get two of their best weapons not playing. Carolina's a pretty good play here.
Hey, you got Teddy Two Gloves against the spread as a dog, too, Mike.
Yep.
What is the stats on that?
We got, you know, 50% of the bets, 78% of the money. Everybody's on the Panthers, and that line moved from 7.5 to 7. So
it's at 7.
The line
already.
Movement's consistent with where the money is. That's the key. The line movement being consistent to where the money's going. Like the New England game, everybody's betting San Francisco, the numbers moving towards away from New England. You know, but then you get a game like Green Bay Houston, which everybody's betting Green Bay, but the line's not moving.
Yeah, that scares me a little bit. I'd like to welcome into the studio Mr. Inferno himself, still on fire, Mr. Pat McAfee.
How's it going? Thanks for your power rankings last night, Lombardi, locking in a dub for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that beautiful? I give you the tip, and I go against my power rankings. I mean, I am the certified idiot of all time. But I thought they would play better. I mean, I don't think when I looked at my power rankings, I had the Giants rated as a better team based on numbers. I think that's right. The Eagles are bad. They're not a good team at all.
That we were talking about it before the show. I mean, Wentz has he just doesn't give a single damn about what he does with that football.
The whole team doesn't. What about that guy doing the lateral after he picked up the fumble?
With 47 seconds left still.
At half?
Yeah, it was 40, it was still a chance to have the whole scene. They're like, fuck it, here we go.
You take it.
Hey, Pat, let me ask you, as an ex-player, when you watch a guy who's gotten the shit kicked out of him like Wentz, are you, like, surprised that the coach keeps running him? Like they call the quarterback draw from the 8. Like you can't call a quarterback draw from the 8. It's too far. The Red Sea's not going to part, right? Moses isn't out there. Like you only can call a draw from the 5 in because you don't want your quarterback to get hit, right? You want it to be a surprise. Mm-hmm. When you call it from the 8, people can rally to the ball with anger and violence, and they're going to hit your quarterback.
Andrew Luck used to get killed whenever he was. He got killed his entire time, but there was a lot of times where we were wondering, because we weren't calling design quarterback runs, Andrew would just hold on to it and continue to run. So the conversation was almost more like, how do we get the word to Luck to tell him to take care of himself? This one with Doug Peterson taking care of Carson Wentz, it's a whole different story, you know what I mean? So I've seen a guy die, Andrew Luck, and then on the plane ride home, like go up to him and tell him, like, you might be the toughest guy I've ever seen. Like, you don't care that you get killed. Like, I told him that exactly. He was like, no, I'm nowhere near that or whatever. And Andrew's big thing, and I would assume this is Carson's as well, because they kind of chatted about this, Andrew almost didn't want to disrespect football. So he always thought if he quit on a play or something, it would be like viewed. And I don't know if he thought other people would view it or if he viewed it. Like, he didn't want to quit on the game or quit on his team. So like every play, he was going to try to squeeze everything out of it that he possibly could. And I think that is something that potentially hurts some people. Danny Dimes seems to have the same exact thing. That's why he has so many turnovers. Yeah. Carson Wentz is getting absolutely slaughtered. Joey Burrow seems to have the same thing. A lot of quarterbacks can get past it. It felt like with Andrew, he was like, well, that's not how I know football. And it was like honorable. It was like, okay, I respect the hell out of that thought. But also, like, it'd be cool if, you know, if you were alive so we could all win, maybe, because of how damn good you are at football. You know what I mean?
Well, Carson does that, and then, like, he threw that terrible interception in the red zone. They did run that draw. So many times they do the zone read that doesn't work. I haven't seen the Eagles make a two-point play this entire season. It feels like they go for it more than anyone else.
Weird design there on that two-point conversion, too. I don't know how you get 69 past the line of scrimmage. He must have thought that was a quick throw. Is that what he thought was happening there?
He must have. I mean, and then I thought the quarterback draw from the 8 was one of the worst calls I've ever seen. And then that was only rallied up by throwing the ball to Hakeem Butler on an alley-oop, a guy who's never caught an NFL pass, who is notorious for dropping passes at Iowa State. Like, how do you sit in your office during the week and say, hey, let's get Hakeem Butler the ball this week. Let's do it in a critical spot in the game. Like, how does that happen?
He can't even throw the flag on time to challenge Mike.
Mike Pereira, by the way, coming in and being like, you know, it's not our job to look at the coach to see if he wants to get a challenge or not. Pereira's like, because I assume that's something that a lot of coaches expect. Like, hey, I was going to, you saw me doing it. And the refs are like, no, actually, we were paying attention to the game because we have to. That was a very interesting situation. If you go to, they got a win too, by the way. So we're talking all this shit and they got a dub. That is what the NFC East is in a nutshell right there.
Right.
All right.
And you know, the Giants have played every team in the NFC East and they've played them as competitively as you could be. And they've lost all but one.
They probably should have beat the Eagles, the Washington football team last week, and Dallas before that.
They're covered machines, though.
They covered all three games.
Hey,
and they hung tight against the Rams.
I said it early. This is my squad. They route. They're a tight group. It feels like they're going to keep that thing close. They just can't get over the hump to win the game. Evan Engram drops that ball. That's game over if he catches that and also kneels it out. You're under an automatic lock.
Easy.
But instead of going the opposite way, he has a heart attack. We do this whole thing, and it was a wild night.
Speaking of the NFC East, a game that we didn't talk about yesterday, the Cowboys are at the Washington football team. Last time I checked, Washington was plus one. You could find them at minus one to plus one. They're hovering all the way around there. Michael, is this a game that you'll look at all?
You know, no. I mean, this is a game that it's now even. It's a pick 'em game coming in here. I had really as the Dallas should be a 2.6 favorite. You know, the line opened up kind of close to my line at 3.5, and now it's moved. The betting numbers moved the other way. I don't know how you feel really good about betting Dallas. I don't really know how you feel good about betting Dallas.
Or
you
Washington.
Just guessed it if you bet Dallas at this point.
Or Washington, too, Paizone. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I'm staying away from this one, really. Washington's offense, to me, everybody talks about their defensive front and how good it is. But that's a lot more talk than it is reality. I mean, they haven't really rushed like you think they would. And the Dallas is going to play their third string right tackle and their backup left tackle. And Zach Martin's got a concussion. So, you know, the injury factor, I gave Dallas a C for injuries. And Washington, to me, has a bunch of injuries, too, with no receivers. They have no receivers.
This game is so bad. I don't even think Gumby's got any nukes on this game.
Dallas stinks, Mike.
I got a nuke for you. I don't think any – so what was it, 2 years ago, Dallas Cowboys had the best line in football? I don't think anyone from that line is currently starting this week because of injuries and other things.
Not just 2 years ago. It was, like, known.
Yeah.
Like, remember, what was that running back, DeMarcus Murray, maybe?
DeMarco
Murray. He was the guy behind that offensive line, like, what, 7, 8 years ago or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then that carried in, and now it's like, no, it's a very different world down there. And that used to be Jerry Jones' staple. Do you have any nukes for this game?
Dallas have won 7 of 8 in Washington, but the home team is 4-1 against the spread their last 5. I mean, you throw that out the window when you got the red rifle back.
I mean, the only thing that I'm thinking here, I'm not taking it, but like,
you would take the under.
If a struggling Washington offense may actually look good against this Dallas defense.
I think if you do anything, you got to take the over. I mean, Gandy Golden's out. Steve Sims is out. all their receivers are out. Like, they don't have receivers. Isaiah Wright's out. I mean, they have McLaurin. That's it.
Yeah.
And they've got Cam Iman, and they got Dontrelle Iman. That's it. That's all they have. They don't have any receivers.
Yeah.
How are they going to make plays?
The Cowboys going to ride this thing out with Dalton no matter what, you think, Mike? Or they try and get somebody? Yeah.
I mean, they paid him $7 million. Yeah. You know, I think they got to give him. They got to give him every chance he can.
How awesome is that, by the way? $7 million is shit for a quarterback in the NFL. It's so much more than what Cam Newton's making, Jameis Winston's making. He's not going to win a damn game down there. That's so much money. Yeah.
All right, how about Lions at Falcons? I believe it's -2 Falcons. It is. I said to kick off the show that Ridley and Julio Jones are going to play. You guys have any thoughts on this? We'll start with you, Michael.
I don't trust Detroit. I mean, when you watch their defense, they rushed better last week against Jacksonville than they have all year. You know, but Atlanta's offense, I think they're going to play hard for Raheem Morris. I thought when you watched that Minnesota game, that was the best I've seen them play. They did different things defensively. I thought that they tried to mix up what they were trying to do in the back end. They didn't let you get – Raheem Morris kind of really took over the defense without Dan Quinn over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I thought the offense played as well as it could. This is the perfect game for Matt Ryan. He's not going to get a lot of pressure. He's going to have two big-time receivers that are going to get open. You know, the line moved toward Detroit. Everybody thinks that. I had it as a 2.5. I have it at a 1.56 game. The line came out at 2.5. And let me see. I think it moved slightly to 2, right? Didn't it move just?
Yeah, I currently have it at 2. 53% of the money's on the Falcons.
If I leaned anyway in this game, it would be Atlanta for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Mike.
Feels like Julio's playing to get out of there.
I think they have to trade Julio, Pat. I mean, they have to. They're so bad on the cap next year that they need to trade Julio. And I think Julio knows that. I think he knows he's got to get traded. And there's a lot of teams, the Colts, there's a lot of teams that have cap room to take him this year because next year they're not going to be able to keep him on the roster.
He's coming to the Colts, you think? You think he's coming to the Colts?
No, I don't. I think
it's just a spot that could fit.
I think they have the cap room. What I'm saying about the Colts next year can't give away any draft picks because they got to be in position to fix their quarterback position. They got to hold all their cards.
I'm looking at a potential live betting situation here. Whichever team is up late in the third quarter, whenever the team that's trailing gets the ball, I think I'm going to live bet the trailing team because neither of these teams are they're very good at blowing leads.
God, I don't know. Did you see what the Falcons did to the Vikings? This is a whole new team. Yeah. This is without Dangle. It feels like this is a brand new Falcons team. I mean, it sucks for the Lions because the Lions fans think that they have a potential chance to go on a run. This feels like a brand new Falcons team. Whether they're playing hard to get out of Atlanta or whatever they're trying to do to stay in Atlanta, who cares? I think this is a route. Remember, we have a rule. I have a rule. Whenever coaches get fired, it potentially lifts the team. Mm-hmm. Was that only for 1 week, like what happened with the Texans whenever they end up losing to the Titans?
But they played their ass off the second week, They did.
They really did. That's a great Titans team, by the way.
For the Texans, I think that goes down the drain now that they blew the end of that game. I think that momentum's done. But the Falcons still do have that new coach momentum.
That's what I'm thinking. And I don't want to take this game either because Foxy, who is our resident Lions fan, he legitimately thinks they're going to win 7 straight, so I don't want to openly pick against him because there's a little bit of a hope there, but this feels like a Falcons game to me.
Lions 0-5 against the spread, their last 5 in this matchup, and Stafford in 4 games in Atlanta has only thrown for 4 touchdowns.
Really?
He's going back to the University of Georgia time.
All right, another game talked about a little bit earlier. I said Austin Hooper's out. Jarvis Landry, I believe, has a broken rib. Joe Mixon's out for the Bengals. The Bengals are getting 3.5 at home. Pat, you like this game at all?
Or? I'm not picking this one at all. You have no idea what to expect. Joey Burrow, last game against the Colts, first quarter maybe looked like, I don't know, Peyton Manning met with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and had a child. It was unbelievable watching him play football. Then it obviously turned. Phillip Rivers got hot. The Colts defense started making stops and everything like that. And with the Browns coming off an ass beating like that without Austin Hooper, how is that team going to respond? I don't think I know enough about this Browns team. I don't think I know enough about their culture. And the Bengals, they feels like they play everybody tough until I say bet on the Bengals. So I'm going to stay away from this one. This is not a game I'm going to pick at all.
Michael, what do you got?
I would take Cleveland if I picked it. I don't like it. I think Cleveland will run the ball on Cincy, which will make everything better for
them. They did the first time.
And I think they can run the ball on Cincy. Now, here's my problem, and this is why I don't want to touch the game, and I don't think people should. The Cleveland's defense has not given up less than 30 points in any game this year.
Wow.
You know, and everybody thinks that, you know, well, they got Myles Garrett. Yeah, he can rush the passer, but you know, I mean, remember the last game Thursday night? That was a go back and forth game. Baker played really well in that game. They threw the ball. I think missing Chubb hurts their run game a little bit in Cleveland. I take Cleveland if I had to. They're a C injury team. You know, I had the line at 4.6, so, you know, you're getting a reduced rate. But I'm not in love with it.
Foxy, I saw you come in. Do you have an opinion on your lines?
Yeah, I heard you guys were back and forth Falcons lines, and I don't blame you. But I wanted to drop one nuke that I saw this week that might change your mind.
Okay.
And that is the fact that Matthew Stafford, a guy that went to Georgia, loves the state of Georgia. This is actually his first time ever playing in the state of Georgia at Atlanta. So that is my nuke of the day.
Gumpy, please read your nuke about Matt Stafford.
I mean, you can't just come on here, Foxy.
Stafford, 4 touchdowns in 4 games in Atlanta.
Is that in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's in Atlanta. That's what Gumpy just said.
Are you sure?
You don't even listen to the show? What do? You just see Lions and Falcons. You're like, I'm fucking going to come in here and see that, dude. Barry McCockner told me this morning.
That is a stat I read this week. He has never played in the state of Georgia.
I got there. Actually, he's never lost in the new Atlanta Stadium.
Oh, the Mercedes. Oh, that's not what my tweet said. That's not what my tweet said.
Are we hijacking the show?
And the soil at the old Atlanta Stadium? I'm just asking.
Jesus, Lombardi. This is what we got to deal with Lions fans, though. Like, oh, come on.
Well, now I don't know what freep.com is. No, it's Detroit Free Press.
Thank you.
Says that he is 1-3 against the Falcons, but has never played in Atlanta.
Bingo! Is Gumpy's nukes?
Boom!
Oh, is this Tui? Oh, my God, no. Foxy. Oh, my God. Are your nukes just completely wrong again?
Oh, no.
What is going on? Do we self-implode on the nukes?
Nukes have been a question all week.
They have been a question all week. Oh my God! This is a heartbreaker in the office,
Michael,
right now,
you
Lombardi.
Hear behind the, I mean, everyone out in the office is going wild.
Oh, Lombardi, we live and die by these nukes. This can't happen. He cannot be wrong twice, Mike.
Oh no! Everybody, as Parcells would say, one wrong, all wrong. So you know, just got to bounce back. You just got to get it back in again.
Oh man, Gumpy, what's right. going on? Yeah.
Michael's gonna guess.
It was versus Atlanta.
No.
Foxy walked it off.
He did.
God damn.
All right, Michael's going to go in 10 minutes, so let's start the pick segment. Pat, you have the...
I'd like Lombardi to go first so he can get ready for whatever he's got in 10 minutes. What are you writing another... Are you writing another book?
No, I always do Boston Radio at 4
o'clock. Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And I told him to stop calling me at like 5 or 4. I'm like, you know, you say 4 o'clock. Like, just because, you know, I don't, you know, so...
Busy guy.
Radio
hey, we call you right at 3:30.
I always do a radio show up there every week. And I'm sure I'm going to catch a wrath of crap this week. They're pissed off at the receivers, which means they're mad at my son. So I'm going to battle for him this week. You know?
All right, what do you got this week, Mike?
I like Pittsburgh. I really do.
Okay.
I think, you know, when you look at Tennessee, they've given up 13 touchdowns passing. They've scored 13 touchdowns passing. I think Tennessee's a great offensive team. I think Arthur Smith is tremendous. I think that this is the first time they're going to play a balanced team. And Pittsburgh is really kind of remarkable what they've been able to accomplish offensively. They rank 19th in the NFL in big plays of over 20 yards, and yet they rank first in plays of over 20 yards that score touchdowns. I mean, they hit home runs. And they're really good on third down. You know, they could be better on first down, but when you break their team, when you break Tennessee down, they're not good in the red zone. They haven't been able to rush the passer effectively. Clowney has 5 pressures, no sacks. So I think Pittsburgh's the better team. Now, here's the real one. Here's a nuke for you. I'm going to join the For the Brand nuke combo.
Here we go. Mike. Oh, is Gumpy getting cut? Right?
And I wrote this for The Athletic today.
Okay.
This is the fifth time since – it's the fifth time, I wrote about 4 of the other times, that 2 undefeated teams have met this late in the season. Okay, Gump's shaking his head. And the winner of the game has gone to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Big game.
Which team can go to the Super Bowl, you think? Steelers.
I think the most – so based on that question framed that way, Pat, I think the most complete team – here is the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Steelers are the play. I know that there's a ton of line movement to Tennessee. I like Pittsburgh.
All right. Who else do you like?
You know, the other game I really like, I like the Chargers. I say that again. I mean, I like the Chargers. I think when you watch Jacksonville, their receivers are still not healthy. Chenault and Chark are not healthy this week. I think this is an inner squad game, right? So Justin Herbert has always played against the Pete Carroll defense, which is what Jacksonville runs. Gardner Minshew always plays against the Pete Carroll defense, which is what the Chargers run. This is an inner squad game. And I think whenever you get an inner squad game, the better players win. I like the Chargers in this game. I'll lay the points to the Chargers. And then I think I know Denver's a good team, yada, yada, yada. They played well last week. I like the Chiefs and lay the points.
Michael, are you worried about – so I just found out an hour ago from Gumpany.
Which, by the way, who knows what that means?
I did check it. I did go to weather.com. 3 to 5 inches potentially in Denver on Sunday. Does that mean anything?
Oh, I didn't know that. No, can I back off?
Yeah, you can.
You can, absolutely.
So Saturday, I guess it's supposed to be like 60 degrees, and then Sunday the high is like 23 in Denver.
Oh, no. I'll take that back. The other game I really like Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Will that be on Sunday?
Bowles will create a lot of problems. I have it as one of my strong picks. I have this game should be a 7. It should be a. They should be a favorite by a touchdown, and it's a 3-point game. I really like Tampa Bay a lot.
I really like your picks, Paizan.
I like that too much.
I really, and by the way, if you have to bow out here, we got your picks, and we understand that. If you want to stick around and listen to,
I want to listen. Yeah, I want to go until I have to go.
Because I'm going to make.
I don't want to leave the team.
He's out, dude. He's out of the Survivor. He lost the Survivor.
Mike's out.
Yeah, he's a big loser in Survivor. The aren't you out? Are you out on the Survivor?
I don't know. Am I out? I we haven't played it in a couple weeks.
I think so, I forgot to get your pick last week. So it was one of the weeks where I like accidentally said goodbye to you. You know what? You're in. Who's your Survivor pick this week?
There you go.
My Survivor pick this week would be the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Ooh.
I mean, that line is dropping. Michael, is that surprising you?
I know. Nothing surprises me. I mean, you got to when you turn your money into the book and bet the Jets, you better wear a hazard suit.
You literally have no idea what shit's coming. Darnold's starting for him. You have no idea.
At any moment.
So you're getting the Bills at minus 10 there, which I believe is quite a tasty line there.
Yeah.
Who would you like to go next?
I want Gumpy to go just because specifically I'd like to hear his nukes before I make my selection because I have my picks locked in and it's nice to hear Lombardi's potentially on the side of a couple of them there. But Gumpy needs a massive bounce back for his credibility for the nukes and everything like that. So I'd like to hear what my table partner has to say.
Well, for my first pick, I'll take great pride in this. I'll take Atlanta -2.
Okay. Nice. Well, how come? But, you know, Matty Stafford's never played in Atlanta. Georgia, dude.
Lions 1-5. Against the spread their last 6 as a dog, 2-6 against the spread their last 8 road games, and when the Falcons get hot they get hot. They're 4-1 against the spread their last 5 following a straight up win.
Okay.
And they're 5-2 against the spread their last 7 following against the spread.
Big winning streak team. Okay,
they get hot.
They are streak shooters, Gumpy says. Now, by the way, we implore you to do your own stat checking here now that we potentially have question marks. I'm just saying.
It was an anomaly.
Go ahead.
Packers -3.5.
Yeah.
Rodgers off a loss. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
5-0 against the spread last 5, following a straight up loss.
Good call.
Packers also 5-1 against the spread their last 6 versus the AFC. And you can go back to 1972. Green Bay hasn't lost to the Oilers or the Texans in Houston.
Michael, I'm a little surprised you didn't jump on that Green Bay.
I wanted to. I have it on my list. It's one of the. It's the other one. I'm scared. It looks too obvious.
Trust me. I feel the same way. Gumby, what else?
And then I'm with Bucks or Mike on Bucks -3.5.
Oh, 3.5.
3.5. Where you?
Oh, 4. Sorry.
4.5. My friend.
4.5. Still on it. Raiders 5-12 against the spread. Their last 17 following a bye, and then Gruden after a bye, losing by 18 and 14.
You got any nukes for when all 5 starting linemen haven't practiced all week?
The Buccaneers are 4-1 against the spread of their last 5 as a road favorite.
There you go.
And then I'm with Mike on the Chargers, too. The Jaguars have lost 4 straight. They haven't covered in 4, and they've missed covering by 20.5, 15, 10, and 7.
Yep. As we talked about yesterday, Jaguars may be who we are.
The Chargers 4-1-1 against the spread their last 6. And then I'm adding this, or I took the Steelers with Mike as well.
Gee, how many picks you got this week, pal?
6.
That's a lot of picks.
All right, so you got the Packers Falcons, Bucks, Chargers, Steelers. What else? What's your last
one? I'm adding this one. This is because of Sanders and Thomas being out.
Yeah.
The Panthers, 4-1 against the spread, their last five in New Orleans. Saints are actually 2-6 against the spread, their last eight home games. And let me take you to Teddy Two Gloves Town against the spread.
Please do.
30-10 against the spread overall.
Woo!
13-3 against the spread, following a straight up loss.
Boom, boom.
18-4 against the spread as a dog.
Wow.
Boom, 16-3 boom. Against the spread on the road.
Woo!
14-2 against the spread as a road dog.
Boom.
Give me Teddy. Give me the Panthers. Give me the points. And I'm done.
All right. That was awesome. Paizan, you got to go soon. So
no, go. I want to hear your picks. You're hot. I want to hear them.
I like the Panthers as well, +7.5, strictly because of Emmanuel Sanders, Michael Thomas. I feel like there's a little beef. This suspension of Michael Thomas for being disrespectful to the coach makes me feel like there is potentially some shit stirring down in the locker room. 7.5 is a lot of points for that Carolina Panthers team, who seems to play everybody pretty close. Matt Rhule seems to have that DNA. I'm not 100% sure. The Saints could just absolutely do this thing. It just doesn't feel like it. To me, 7.5 is a good number there. I also like the Pittsburgh Steelers, +1.5.
Yeah.
I like that a lot, a lot. I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers defense is, whenever we get past this season and look back on it, will be historically talked about. I think they are that type of defense. They are game wreckers, Paizan.
I agree. They're good.
And I also like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, -4.5 against the Las Vegas Raiders, where they play that on Sunday, or if another positive test comes tomorrow, they play it on Monday or Tuesday. I think that Todd Bowles' defense knows exactly what they're fucking doing now at this point. And I think Tom Brady with Gronk back, 100 yards receiving, touchdown, all that. The Gronk being back is a massive, massive, massive ordeal. And I like... I like the Cardinals +3.5 at home against Russell Wilson.
Don't back down from it. I mean, I wouldn't take it with Russell Wilson, but my power rankings say the Cardinals should be the favorite in the game.
Okay, that makes me feel good, because when your power rankings and I are on the same side, good things happen, much like what happened last night. I like the Cardinals +3.5 at home against Seahawks.
All right, and I'm taking the Packers, the Bills.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Add the Packers onto my list as well.
You got it.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Diggs. I'm so
all right, now I got to go.
See you, Michael.
I'll talk next week, guys. Thank you.
See ya.
Hey, Mike.
So I have the Packers for all the reasons. I mean,
yeah, all
bounce back. I mean,
Aaron Rodgers.
On top of Houston just getting their hearts ripped out last week, that team's dead. The Bills, I mean, Jets. Until the Jets cover, I'm probably going to bet against them.
Smart.
And the Bills.
Even Sam Darnold?
Even Sam Darnold, because on the other side of the ball, Josh Allen hasn't looked incredible the last couple of weeks. It is bounce back week for Josh Allen.
Okay, I agree with that. By the way, because MVP talk was happening and Super Bowl talk.
Like, if the Bills want to be talked about like they want to be talked about, they're going to have to bounce back.
Haven't heard much from old Bills Mafia lately.
I have been relatively quiet.
On the Bucks.
Let's go. Good move. Smart move.
I'm on the Cards.
Okay, good move, smart move.
And the one that no one else took in here, I'm on the 49ers +2. I'm pretty sure the Patriots stink.
Really?
Yeah, the offense stinks. I think the 49ers are going to pack the box. I think they're going to force Cam to throw. I don't think Cam can throw to save his fucking life.
I said during the show, I like this bet, but I just won't bet against Bill Belichick for one.
I think Shanahan's crafty. He'll be able to score some points against that defense.
34-28, 34-27. Those are always the scores.
Give me the 49ers +2, and it goes to Gumpy's bet of favorites, minus less than 2.5 this season, being poopy.
Yeah.
So give me the 49ers +2.
And Connor in our office has been saying that the Patriots are dead.
Yeah.
He is the Patriots fan in the office has said that
the Seahawks are also 1-4 against the spread their last five in Arizona.
Oh, thank you for that.
And 1-4 against the spread their last five against the NFC West.
Let's go.
All right, needed boys. For Survivor, you two are in it. What's your favorite pick of the week that I'm going to use for your Survivor?
Who else is in it? Who's all in it right now?
It's Ty.
Okay.
Zito.
Okay.
Mitt. Gumpy. You. And Lombardi.
All right. I think we'd like to hear what the...
Mitt, what do you like?
Don't we? We kind of want to hear what other people...
All right. I'm going with the Packers.
Wow.
-2.5. That's beautiful.
Wow. Zito? Bear Don. You already know.
They don't play this week, man.
Monday
night.
They play Monday.
Yeah.
Attaboy Diggs. We were going to cover that on Monday.
Correct.
You knew that.
Ty?
Packers minus 2.5.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Son of a bitch.
Gumpy?
Panthers. Or, I was going to take the Packers, but I ain't doing it now.
Wow.
Can't do it now.
Bear done.
Brad Teddy.
Well,
Teddy 8.5.
That's a lot of points, isn't it? 8.5 down there. The Saints, you think they're going to be division game? 8.5 points?
Bucks minus 3.5.
Oh, that one's tasty, but it doesn't really take you away. You got from that hook score though. There.
Yeah. Falcons minus 1.
Nah, you know, I like Matt Stafford going back to fucking Atlanta, hot Atlanta. He's never done that before. I think mine's going to be the Carolina Panthers plus 8.5. That's where I'm at. Whoever did that was a very good call. I forget who it was.
I think it was Connor Becker.
No. I do have a nice little bet, though. I'm out of the survivor pool. I'm out of
it. Yeah, you stink. You're the one that said that the Patriots stink, too. Mm-hmm.
No, that wasn't me. That's why I came
in. Gumpy, your last one. What do you want?
I'm going Chargers down to minus 6.5.
Like,
you crossed a very important number there.
That was smart.
Smart.
Who the Chargers play?
Jags at home.
Oh, I love Chargers as well. I'm almost want to add that to my pick.
Do you want to?
What is it, 7.5?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You want 6 picks this week, too?
I'm out.
Okay. I know.
That's one of the ones I should do, though. Maybe I'll look. No, I'm not doing it.
Connor, what do you got, Becker?
Hey, look, guys. Sunday, National Tight End Day. Let's go ahead and let's parlay a bunch of tight ends to score. I like Gronk. I like Jared Cook. I like TJ Hawkinson. I like Hayden Hurst.
I like
Bob Tunyon Funyon. I like
George
Kittle. I don't like that, but I do like that. And also Waller. So I like, and Kelsey. I mean, and Tyler Kroft for the Bills.
And Izzo.
Throw a bunch of tight ends together. Get a little frisky. National tight end.
I like it.
Let's go.
I like it. You're not getting that anywhere else, I promise you.
Don't forget it. You haven't seen it on social media. They haven't even been promoting that. It's National Tight End Day.
By the way, they wanted to send us a t-shirt to promote National Tight End Day. The NFL did. And it arrived during our show 2 days in a row. It is somewhere held up in a So the fact that you brought up National Tight End Day, it just made me remember, like, oh, the NFL asked if we would talk about it.
Here we are.
I'm happy we did. Hey. Way to go, Connor.
Here we go, boys.
Come on. Thank you guys so much. I'm plugging it.
I got one last thing, Tony.
Hey, is it accurate or not? Because today there has been a rough showing by the Bombs.
Yeah, Foxy buried me. You got me good.
Yeah, your back, pal.
Crystal Palace footy play tomorrow.
Ooh. Okay.
There's an option at FanDuel Sportsbook. Draw, no bet. Minus 108. They're against Fulham, who hasn't won a game since coming up to the Premiership. Ooh. Wilfred Zaha has scored 4 goals in 5 games this year.
Zaha!
Draw, no bet. You win, you get your money. If they draw, you get your money back.
Gumpy will also be tweeting out all of his footy picks from his Twitter account, which will be retweeted by @HammeredDown on Twitter and Instagram. Pat will be on Game Day tomorrow giving out his 3 locks on College Game Day. I will tweet out my college picks.
You like Crystal Palace, you said there?
Draw, no bet. They're minus 108.
If we're fucking around, I kind of like Illinois plus 20.5 tonight against Wisconsin.
Ooh. Draw, no bet. Crystal Palace plus 100, by the way.
Plus 100 now?
Yeah.
Ooh. Tasty little treat. We can't thank you enough. Numbers are going up, so that's good news. People like it, I guess. Keep telling everyone.
It's a good show.
It's a good show. Oh, we will have some merch coming out. Mm-hmm. And if you send in... What was it, Gumpy? What were we going to do?
We'll do the highest odds winner. Like, not the most money, but the person who had, like, the highest parlay.
Like,
or odds.
If you had, like, a plus 40,000 parlay hit, like the guy that hit last night for $46,000.
Good for that guy, by the way.
Quite a tasty little treat there.
Should send him some merch. Actually, he can fucking buy it himself.
Yeah.
He's got 46,000.
Yeah, he's got 46,000. He could buy it himself.
You're welcome.
So send in your winners of like your highest odds winning parlay or whatever. And if you win, if you're the highest of the week, we will send you some merch.
Hashtag Hammer Don with
Hashtag that. Hammer Don.
All right.
Can't thank you guys enough. See you on Monday. Hammer
Don.